Food is the language everyone speaks, but do we truly understand it?
Between the conversations over organic food and GMOs, different diets taking the world by storm, and how what we eat actually impacts our environment,
there's no shortage of things to learn about. Hi, I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is Serving Up Science. This episode is going to be sweet.
Cheryl, I'd say every episode of Serving Up Science is pretty sweet.
Okay, but this episode is all about sugar. Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting.
That was a clip from Sugar Sugar by the Archies. It came out in 1969.
And when we talk about the sugar industry and research, we have to start with the 1960s.
Why is that?
Back then, the idea of a link between diet and heart disease was new, and doctors weren't sure whether to focus on fats, sugar, or both.
A lot of modern diet plans today still advocate for one over the other.
That's true, and most of them still get a lot wrong. But back in the 60s, the sugar industry jumped in to have some influence and shift all the blame on fats.
In 1965, a group called the Sugar Research Foundation secretly paid for a scientific review downplaying evidence linking blood fat levels to sugar consumption.
And that review was published in the New England Journal of Medicine.
So it achieved real influence and legitimacy.
Exactly. And last year, a new article in the journal PLOS Biology revealed another layer to our confusion over sugar. The industry funded their own research, but never shared the results.
A 2017 paper out of the University of California at San Francisco evaluated a bunch of internal documents from the sugar industry. Their findings are pretty disturbing.
In 1968, the Sugar Research Foundation paid for a study on sugar.
And initial findings didn't look so good.
Research found that a high sugar diet increased triglyceride levels in laboratory animals.
And for listeners, triglycerides are?
A type of fat in the blood which can increase the risk of heart attacks and strokes in people.
Yikes, so a lot of sugar is probably not so great for us.
Animals fed sugar also seem to have a higher risk of bladder cancer.
And the results of this research were buried?
Well, let's just say it wasn't shaping up to be a shining endorsement for a high sugar diet. So, what we know is that the study was abruptly stopped before completion.
So, in 1968, researchers were learning that a high sugar diet might be linked to heart disease and possibly cancer, and yet no one heard about it.
The researcher funded by the industry to conduct the study even asked to continue, but was refused.
And this is all on record.
A statement by the Sugar Association, a group with organizational ties to the Sugar Research Foundation, claims, quote, "The study ended for reasons unrelated to the potential research findings. They say it was over budget and delayed."
Seems a little convenient.
It is puzzling, to say the least. And the authors of that new journal article reviewing the research say controversy surrounding sugar, quote, "may be rooted in more than 60 years of food and beverage industry manipulation of science." The lead author goes on to suggest that had this information been made public, there would have been a lot more research scrutiny of sugar.
Which might explain the barrage of low-fat and fat-free food products that became really big in the 90s.
The label says 99% fat-free, but inside is the classic taste of original Chef Boyardee.
What? You can eat cake!
What about the fat?
No fat!
What about cholesterol?
No cholesterol!
New from Kraft, Kraft-free ranch non-fat dressing. Fat-free, cholesterol-free, but feel free to love the taste.
But a 2016 study in the journal Nutrition and Diabetes found that in general, the low-fat version of food products contain more sugar, and new research in recent years has demonstrated there are real links between sugary diets and heart disease.
And we probably could have heard about it all a lot sooner. But the industry, it seems, wields a lot of influence.
While today's guidelines recommend that added sugars make up no more than 10% of our daily calories, the president of the Sugar Association called that, quote, scientifically out of bounds in 2016.
It's disturbing, to put it mildly. And this kind of dishonesty makes my job as a science advocate and storyteller a lot harder. It's just one example where bad science and irresponsible research sows doubt, which can influence public opinion on all sorts of important issues and fuel anti-science sentiment.
You're saying that it makes it more likely people will point to an egregious example like this and lose trust broadly in the sciences and research that impact our health and safety, like vaccine research and GMOs.
Unfortunately, yes. But the take-home message from today is that when it comes to sugar, there can be too much of a good thing. With sugar, and fats for that matter, moderation is key.
And the next time you're at the store, check for yourself. Grab the regular and low-fat or fat-free version of an item you usually buy and notice the differences in sugar content. You've been listening to Serving Up Science, the series all about food, where it comes from, and how it impacts our health and our planet. I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is WKAR.